stereo. This is Power FM.
Get with the program.
one is featuring Chronicle Deep, Simi, Tefo Fox, and the song is called Mona Hela, and it is from the latest album. It's called Under the Sun. Not too bad. And he did release his album that should have been on the 13th of February. And he did say, when being asked, he sounded, when in the phone interview, he said apparently he sounded like a man suspended between exhaustion but also exhilaration, which I can imagine is what any person would feel. They've just released a body of work. So he said, yeah, actually, it's all the above as a creative. I think you get into a space where you're just like over the whole thing because it's a lot of work, but there's some excitement just for people to hear the songs for the first time. This is an honest answer after 4 years without a full-length project. Under the Sun has arrived on the Friday, the 13th of February, both as a return but also as a reset. Quite serendipitous, isn't it? Seeing today is Love Reset Day, so... maybe this is your sign, in case you didn't take the first one, that this is your time to do a reset, as Jaslano is doing. Do you like his new version, or rather the direction he's gone in this time around? Well, you're not quite feeling it, at least not as much as he thought you would. So this is after him releasing it under his own label, also under the same name, under Darsan this time around. And apparently this album is said to bring together a formidable constellation of collaborations, who I said earlier on, like Nasty C, Manana, and so many more. Right now, or rather before then, he was having quite a some quiet before the release, the quiet before the storm, where he was living within a strange emotional whiplash of finishing the album. So in his words, he said, I love some of these songs and I hate some of them now, and until I give it to the people and then I fall in love with them back again. So it's kind of a weird place to be in right now. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the show, really. Plus, I'm a perfectionist, so I keep tweaking until they are out. As a matter of fact, even when they're out, I'll still be like, I should have done this to that part. So it's like, you never really, it's never an ending process of just trying to make it sound better. Although, people have been saying it's been a long time coming for him to release an album or a body of work. And he did get to debut with Africa to the World in 2018, which is the successor to that was then To the World and Beyond in 2020. And both of them were actually certified platinum and African electronic dance music, which came afterwards in 2021, actually. He could have released something much sooner, is what a number of people are saying. Like, why did it take you so long from 2021 to 2026? Now's when you're releasing. Yeah, songs were there, and demand was there. But for him, he said the feeling wasn't. Like, to be honest, he was like, I couldn't have released an album a year ago. You know, a long time ago. But I felt like it wasn't really, I wasn't feeling anything around that time. And I was going to go through this newness that I'm actually now embarking on right now. So he says, Afro House is really becoming a very cool space. And it's always been there. I don't necessarily feel like the pressure that because I've been trying to make something new and fresh. That's what he said. And he also said he's struggling to categorize his work now because it's all over the place, as there's all something here and there of it. And so let's see how this will go on over time. But so far, not too bad. What is your take, though? Are you feeling his album? Are you not feeling his album? You can send me a message on WhatsApp. That is on 0955-997-997. And this is his fourth studio album. And I did mention the last three ones, which, again, he said, I could have released sooner, but just I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't in it like that. And here is another one that he did get to do. It's got Musaki, once again, and it's featuring Karienda Soul. It's called Your Light.
The Afro Fusion, the heartbeat of African hits.